Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to be friends with money. Really, what we're doing is clearing the energy of brokenness in your relationship with money. If you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things. So let me help you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, This is a riff on the idea around the common limiting belief of I can't afford it. I can't afford it, or more so, that's too expensive. That's too expensive. You probably heard somebody say that. I think that statement is fucking gross because everything costs what it costs. So I would like you to embody the belief of it costs what it costs, and you get to choose how you want to spend your money. So nothing is too expensive. It's just you deciding that you don't want to use that your money in that way. But in no way are we creating a world where we're judging people for charging what they want to charge, for something costing what it costs, for someone, even judgment for someone who pays that amount, right? It's so crazy that we hold all of these junky limiting beliefs around money and just judgment. It's just a tool, like a mixer, like, right? Like if you had a KitchenAid mixer, oh my gosh, so-and-so mixes 5 times instead of 6 times with their mixer. Like that's like not even anything to judge. The same goes with the way people use their money, right? So it's not too expensive and it's not something you can't afford. You're choosing not to afford it. But at the end of the day, a price is a price is a price, and it costs what it costs. Because what happens when you're holding the belief that something is too expensive, and I've seen this time and time and time again, it ages you. If you haven't been hip to it, get a little inflation calculator. Like I have one on my phone, it's an app. And you can go 1930s and put $40 in there and what it would be worth today. Prices just increase. It's just a part of the journey of being humans on this planet. And if you're looking at things and saying, oh, that costs too much, then you are behind on the times. That's it. And stay current. Stay in your present reality. It becomes an excuse for you checking out of life, right? So it costs what it costs. Nothing is too expensive. You are just choosing if you want to invest your money in that way. That's it. And what you do when you make this shift, you just took all your power back. Life is not happening to you through price. You are living life and making choices and decisions about the way you use your money, and it gets to go the way you want it to go, right? My goal is always to empower you. The energy of victimhood or the energy of disempowerment is gross. It keeps really amazing, great people from being who they really are. When I encounter the energy as an intuitive, and I say it's gross, it actually feels, because I all my psychic senses are developed, but I feel energy in my body. And so when I tune into it, that energy of victimhood and disempowerment, where life is, I'm just being bumped around by life. Everybody's out to get me. This is just happening to me, Amy. What's going on? It feels gross. It doesn't feel good. And if our goal is to feel good, do everything in your power to feel good. So if you need to change a perception around pricing and what things cost so that you can be empowered, make that a priority today. You open then the door to more beautiful things entering your life. You open the door to more money entering your life. You open the door to more peace of mind, more confidence, less energy wasted on judging things, less energy wasted on feeling bad, less energy wasted on I can't-isms, right? You get your power back when you start to see the pricing and costs and the what things are, it's just a part of our evolution on this planet. And you get to make choices and decisions for yourself. And if prices are increasing and you're feeling like, oh, money's feeling tighter for me, just say, oh, this is a sign that I can earn more money. If you are a regular listener, you know, I did a show when inflation started to increase. Just use that as a sign. Oh, there's a way for me to make more money. And be all in on that. Pray on that. Be open to that. Act on that. Believe in that. Think thoughts of that. Feel the feelings of, oh, I get to make more money, right? That feels really good. Yeah, let's do it, right? Because your empowerment makes you powerful. Your empowerment makes you confident. Your empowerment makes you magnetic. Use it for your greater good. And definitely don't use pricing against yourself. It costs what it costs. It costs what it costs. It costs what it costs. And I it's so amazing when I'm hearing people like, and I live in California. And so how, you know, a house here might be, you know, 1.3 million. And maybe in Idaho, that same house might be 459,000. I don't know. 400. Yeah. I don't know exactly, but let's just say that's the change. Different areas, you know, it costs what it costs, you know? And I think then people start making up the storyline that, well, you know, it's cheaper in another state. So, you know, I could just move to another state. No, you live where you live. If you want to move, by all means, move. More power to you. But if you are just looking at it from the vantage point of a cost on something, that's not a reason to move. That's a reason to say, hey, that must mean I can earn more money. That must mean there's more money available to me and I am willing to seek it. I'm willing to be all in. I'm so excited about earning more money in comparison to moving. Again, if your desire is to live in Idaho, then move there, right? Like, cool, right? But it's not, I hear it a lot from people who are in California who maybe were raised in other states. There's kind of this perception that, oh, well, it's cheaper somewhere else. I'm just going to move. Well, if you really wanted to move, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We'd be talking about moving. But don't use pricing as an excuse to not be all in, to be where you are. It becomes an easy way to let yourself off the hook, comparing what something costs in, you know, San Francisco to something in, you know, South Dakota, right? And honestly, housing is not nearly, if you really took the time to look, it's not really, there's no grass is greener when it comes to housing. Everything has costs associated with it. You might be, you know, have higher energy bills in the winter than, you know, if you added all that up, it might equal what you would be paying somewhere else, right? So everything has its layers to it. Just stop that just these blanket statements about things, because it, you know, I'll say this and I say it with love and respect. It makes you embody the energy of ignorance. That's it. And you don't have to embody the energy of ignorance, particularly around money, especially since money is such a active part of our life, right? No, know everything that you need to know about money. I'm not saying you need to know every little thing about money. No, you need to know the information you need to know to live the life that you want to live. And that's it. Right? All right. It costs what it costs. Embody the energy of it costs what it costs. And you get to choose if you want to spend the money that way. And if there's a price that you're looking at and saying, huh, whew, yeah, that's higher than I maybe anticipated. And now I'm educated on that, and see that as a sign too, if it's something that you want, to earn more money. Yeah. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you in creating the life of your dreams. Consider my services. You can visit my website and click work with me and you'll see all of my offerings. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week to help you on your spiritual journey. Thank you for listening. I look forward to connecting with you again on the next one.